The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter number 12, Text number 33, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on November 18th, 2011, in Pune, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sa itam krinata putran pura drishtva prajapatin prajapati pati tandvam tatyaja vridita tada tam jisha jagrahu ghoram niharam yat vidhu tama sa itangrinata putram purodrishva prajapatin prajapati patistvanvam sayanja vriditastada tadisha jagrihur goram niharam yad vidustama.
He, Brahma.
Itam, thus, Grinata, speaking, Putran, sons, Pura, before, Drishtva, seeing, Prajapatin, all the progenitors of living entities, Prajapati Pati, the father of all of them, Brahma, Tanvam, Bari, Tatyaja, quit, Vridita, ashamed, Tada, at that time, Tam, that body, Jisha, all directions, Jagrihu, accepted, Ghoram, blamable, Niharam, fog, yet, which, Vidu, they know as Tamaha, darkness. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. The father of all Prajapatis, Brahma, thus seeing all his Pradapati sons speaking in that way, he became very much ashamed and at once gave up the body he had accepted. Later that body appeared in all directions as the dangerous fog and darkness, purport. The best way to compensate for one's sinful acts is to give up one's body at once. And Brahma, the leader of the living entities, showed this by his personal example. Brahma has a fabulous duration of life, but he was obliged to give up his body due to his grievous sin, even though he had merely contemplated it in his mind without having actually done it. As we read previously, he was lusting after his daughter Vak. He wanted to have sex with his own daughter. He didn't do it, but he was just thinking about it. This is a lesson for the living entity, showing how sinful an act it is to indulge in unrestricted sex life. Even to think of abominable sex life is sinful. And to compensate for such sinful acts, one has to give up his body. In other words, one's duration of life, blessings, opulence, etc. are decreased by sinful acts, and the most dangerous type of sinful act is unrestricted sex. Ignorance is the cause of sinful life, or sinful life is the cause of gross ignorance. The feature of ignorance is darkness or fog. Darkness or fog still covers the whole universe, and the sun is the only counteracting principle. One who takes shelter of the Lord, perpetual light, has no fear of being annihilated in the darkness of fog or ignorance. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jatapara Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganitam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Varijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. So you better watch your thoughts, brahmacharis. Someone says, well, I'm a household. No, we have, as I previously mentioned, we have five different types of brahmacharis in ISKCON. We have brahmachari, grihastha brahmacharis, vanaprastha brahmacharis, sannyasi brahmacharis, and brahmacharini brahmacharis. Everyone brahmachari here. This is the brahmachari movement. So, brahmachari means don't even think of abominable sexuality. Don't even think of it. And if it does happen to enter your brain, what do you do? Yadavadi mama cheta krishna vatara vinde nava nava rasa damunya charantu masit Tadavadi Bhattanari Sangame Smaryamani Bhavati Muku Shushtivanam Shushtivanamcha. This is given by Jamunacharya, Albandru of South India. He said, ever since I've been engaged in the loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, tasting Nava Nava Rasa in their seva, if such dirty thoughts enter my brain, my lips curl with distaste and I spit at the thought. So every brahmachari should have a very handy spittoon. Not literally, but I'm speaking figuratively here. Every brahmachari should have a spittoon, carry a spittoon with him at all times. And as soon as some dirty thought comes, is this artificial renunciation? Is this drive or no? Nava nava rasa. The pleasure of Krishna bhakti is millions and billions of times greater than even the number one pleasure of this world. Yan maitinadi grihamedi sukham hitucham. That which is taken by the grihamedis, the materialistic people, as number one pleasure, maitun, sexual intercourse. The devotee, he says, hitucham. Indeed, it is simply insignificant. 10th class. If you have a taste of first class living, would you want to degrade yourself down to 10th class? Someone who doesn't know anything but 10th class, what they can do, they don't know. You see? The 10th class life is everything for them. That's the majority of the world population right now. And they take 10th class to be first class. It's like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yanisha Sarabhutanam Tasham Jagati Samyami Tasham Jagati Bhutani Sanisha Pashutomuni. What is night for all beings is a time of awakening for the self control, and the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. So that means they take 10th class as the first class. And they see the first class is 10th class. Understand? So to become enlightened in transcendental knowledge means to clearly know the distinction between first class life and 10th class life. That is spiritual enlightenment. Brahmabhuta prasannatmana sochati na kangshati samakshaveshu mudbhuteshu madbhaktim labhate param. Know the difference between first class life and 10th class life, and then live it. Live it. You are the gardener, and your mind is the garden. Be a very vigilant gardener. If some weeds come, immediately pick them out and throw them away. And what you must also do, you build a very strong fence around that garden so that if what comes into your garden, what will you protect from coming to your garden? By a strong fence. Hati matta, mad elephant offense. If you offend a devotee, you're committing spiritual suicide. Vaishnava aparad is a mad elephant which will crush your creeper and smash it. So how do you avoid offending devotees? Go to a Himalayan cave? No. You must worship the devotee. If anybody say worship the devotees, come on, this is the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. What are you talking about? Yeme, Krishna tells Arjuna in the Adi Purana, Yeme Bhakta Jana Parata, my dear son of Prita, the one who is my devotee, na me bhaktash. He's not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So how do you avoid offending devotees? You have to become their devotee. If I'm your devotee, you see that I'm not offend you because I'm devoted to you. Even the spiritual master, he thinks that he's the devotee of his disciples. He takes himself as a devotee of his own disciple. He's devoting his life to serving them, to make them Krishna conscious. So in this way, if even the spiritual master is becoming the devotee of his disciples, you can understand what position every devotee should take. Become a devotee of the devotees. In this way, you will get that higher taste. That nava nava rasa from Krishna Seva, Radha Krishna Seva. Look, it's such sweet taste, what sweet flavor. And gradually that awakening of spontaneous love will arise within the heart. They don't just say, Prabhu, Prabhu, wake up, it's time for Mangalarti. You see? What are you doing? You know, you'll be awake because you don't want to sleep any more than you have to. You want to be awake so you can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna consciousness is not artificial. You are a pure devotee. It's just covered right now by lust, anger. You're an eternal associate of the Lord. You're a resident of the spiritual sky. That's who you actually are. You're not that body. You're not a woman. You're not a man of this world. You are an eternal spiritual being from the spiritual world who made a little mistake. That's so. Curiosity killed the cat. You see? And the material... Kama esha krada esha rajaguna samudbhavaha mahashano vaha papma vinvinam mihivayarinam. That pure bhakti, somehow you came in contact with the mode of passion described by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. You're a pure devotee in the spiritual world, but somehow that curiosity, that tama, that rajagun, turned your prema into kama. And then, when you didn't get your kama satisfied, what happened? Krodha. Ah. I didn't get what I wanted, so now I'm very angry. So that's tamagun, is it? So that's, but our prema was contaminated by raja, it became kama, and then it integrated further into krodha. So now what to do? We have to do some reverse engineering here in our consciousness. You see? We went from prema to kama to krodha. Now we have to go back. So how do you do that? You engage your krodha and your kama in the service of Krishna. You see? And then you get your prema back. The original prema comes back. Such a nice process, isn't it? I mean, it's so sweet. It's so relishable. There's no taste like this anywhere in the world. You can't get this anywhere else. Except in the Krishna consciousness movement. You can't get it anywhere else. If you think you can get it, some taste somewhere else, time to get out of this platoon. You can't get any taste anywhere else. It's confirmed by Krishna. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartinarjana mamupechirukanyaya punarjanmanavidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest planet, every single place you can go, wherever it may be in this material world, even anywhere, Indralok, Svargalok, Brahmalok, Hollywood, Bollywood, wherever you may go, Patala Loka, anywhere. Doesn't matter where you go, anywhere within this vast cosmic existence of the material world, you will not find any genuine happiness. It doesn't exist here. The only happiness you can get here is Maya Sukhaya, illusory happiness. So, why should we waste our time playing around in misery? Doesn't make any sense. Why shall I play around in misery when I can achieve genuine happiness by reviving my dormant, enlightened consciousness, my Krishna consciousness? This is intelligence. This is Brahmana. You see? One who understands what is Brahman, what is the part and parcel Brahman, what is the supreme Brahman, this is God Brahman. So one should become Brahmana. He should understand what is the truth, and he should live in that truth. In this way, he will not become embarrassed like Brahma to lust after his own daughter, you see, or his sister, or any woman in this material world. Actually, the lust after a woman is a very embarrassing thing. It's embarrassing enough to have a material body to begin with. And then to think that another material body can, somebody, a material body of the opposite sex, or nowadays even the same sex, they're getting so degraded. To think I can get, it's embarrassing enough to have a material body, and to think I can get satisfied by having sex with an, having sex is even more embarrassing. Show me one person that ever became satisfied by having sex in the history of the world who actually achieved genuine happiness by having sex. Never. Has anyone gotten genuine happiness by having sex? Never. Never happened. It never will. It's a bodily function like passing stool. So, it gives a little relief. Passing stool gives relief also. It gives some relief, but it doesn't actually satisfy the self. Why? Because you're not the body, it isn't you. You can stick my kurta in a nice pot of sweet rice. Will I get satisfied? My kurta will get sticky with sweet rice, but I will not get satisfied. Now, if you want to enjoy the sweet rice, you stick, of course, off it first. You stick your tongue in the sweet rice, then you'll get satisfied. Don't put your garment in the sweet rice. So the materialist, he puts his garment in the sweet rice, and he thinks he's going to get satisfied by doing that. He tries to satisfy the covering of the self instead of the actual self. That is his foolishness. He spends his whole life trying to satisfy the covering of the self, never one time doing anything to give actual satisfaction to the true self within. Therefore they are called mudha, foolish like ass. You know that English word asinine? Yes. Means very, very stupid. They are asinine. Because they spend their whole life simply trying to serve the covering of the self. And they wonder why they're not happy. They can't figure it out. Because they live in a society where everyone says that the body is the self. So we have to save ourselves from this illusion, and we have to save them from this illusion. This is the mission of Rupa Goswami. This is the mission of Bhaktivedanta Thakur, the mission of Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, the mission of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And this is our mission. We have to awaken the people of this world. We have to flood them with Prabhupada's books. In every home there should be a full set of Prabhupada's books. You see. Push these books forward like anything. Some foolish devotee, he made a comment that, you know, book distribution does not promote Raga Marg. That's completely bogus. Vaidhi Bhakti and Raga Bhakti, everything is there in Prabhupada's books. Lord Chaitanya's movement ultimately is to promote Raga Marg, spontaneous love, in the mood of the gopis. These books are promoting them in the proper way. You go step by step. Shraddha, Sarusanga, Bhajana Kriya. If one tries to jump artificially to spontaneous love, that I am such and such rasa with Krishna, let me just meditate and act in that rasa, forget the rules and regulations. See, their spiritual life is ruined. And they cause a disturbance in the Vaishnava society. Only when one is free from all material desires can one realize his actual nature in the spiritual side. So we should faithfully follow this process of Vaidhi Bhakti. Distribute these books like anything. The Prabhupada ordered us. The most important work is book distribution. And Prabhupada's books have everything, the full seed of Krishna Bhakti, all the way from Vaidhi to Raga Bhakti, Prema Bhakti. Everything is there in these books. Everything is there in the Maha Mantra. Everything is there in your spiritual master. You see, everything. ISKCON is giving everything. There are devotees outside of ISKCON who criticize, oh, you're not giving Raga Bhakti, you're only giving Vaidhi Bhakti. It's completely bogus. We're giving Raga Bhakti in the proper way by emphasizing sadhana for the neophyte. The neophyte has to do sadhana, proper sadhana. So we are giving Raga Marg, Raga Marg Bhav, in the proper way, according to the teachings of Rupa Goswami. So that when one follows this process, they will actually realize who they are in the spiritual world. That day will come when they will see Krishna face to face. Just as Prabhupada ordered me. He said in one letter, he said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So everything is there in Prabhupada's teachings. We don't have to go anywhere else. For the highest, so-called higher levels. No, the highest possible level is everything is right here in what Prabhupada has given us. What our spiritual masters are giving us. What these books, everything is there. Prabhupada has given us everything. So, I can ask now if there's any questions. Anybody wrote their questions down on paper? And here's the paper. I see one. Pass it forward. That's a blank paper. Someone's a monobabi. Monobabi. This is their question. And this is the answer. Give me a real question, come on. Yes, my wife has a question.
Said Prabhupada gave up the body because he was having a lusty feelings with Lord. He gave up the body. So how does one in this age, if Kali Yuga can give up their body when they have the...
Okay. How does one give up one's body? How does that apply to us? Prabhupada explained that. Brahma gave up his body because he felt so bad, he had lusted after his daughter, so he gave up his body. So how does that apply to us? If I have a lust, we should have a suicide room in the Brahmacharya ashram. For somebody who gets lusty, they have to commit suicide. What is the practical application? Now, Prabhupada clarifies that in his purport. We don't want any suicides around here. You're already committing suicide. That's the point. That's the point Prabhupada makes in his purport. He said, even to think of such abominable of sex life is sinful, and to compensate for such sinful life, one has to give up his body. In other words, one's duration of life, blessings, opulence, etc. are decreased by sinful acts. So if you think you're actually committing spiritual suicide, you're decreasing your duration of life by sinful acts. By sinful thoughts also, you're decreasing your duration of life. That's pretty heavy. A sinful thought decreases your duration of life. So be careful. Hare Krishna, how can one overcome his previous bad habits? By developing new habits. Transcendental habits. Instead of sleeping, have a habit of sleeping late in the morning, get up early in the morning and make that your habit. How long does it take to clear the anarchists? That's up to you, Prabhu. How long does it take to clear the anarchists? It can take millions of lifetimes. It can be done very quickly. It really depends on the individual. It also depends on your previous lifetimes. If you were practicing and cultivating bhakti in your previous lifetime also. It depends on... There's no set rule. Well, you know, it takes, you know, 15 months. There's no such formula like that. It depends on you. Okay. It is said that slowly one can realize, and they gave me some Hindi. Namrup and
Gunalila.
Yeah, one can realize the Namrup, the Guna and Leela of Krishna step by step. Yes. What exactly it means to realize what step by step? The last one.
Nama and Rupa.
Nama, how does it mean to realize Nama and Rupa? To realize Nama means that you personally experience Krishna in the form of his name. That's what it means to realize Nama. Just like if you were to walk into a room and there is Krishna himself standing there, you're able to personally meet Krishna. Realizing Nama Rupa means you actually personally experience Krishna. You can say Krishna, and you fully experience the person Krishna as being present in the form of his name. That's Nama Rupa. And same thing with the form. You can see you'll not see the deity, you'll see Krishna himself standing there. You'll not see only a deity, but you'll see Krishna himself standing there. So, next question. Okay, always there is curiosity to know new things, and this deviates us from actual service which one is currently doing. That's not very intelligent. That means you're taking your service as hackneyed. Any one service, you can do one service for all of eternity. Let's say, okay, Prabhu, here's your service. We're going to give you a special benediction. You won't have to eat or sleep or get old, but you're going to have an offer arti for 1,000,000 years. You're going to do an arti for 1,000,000 years. 100,000 years for the incense, 100,000 years for the ghee in this book. Special benediction. You say, but I need something new so I can learn something more. I want some variety, Prabhu. Come on, let me do something else, you know, do some college preaching. You want me to just do artis? For 1,000,000 years, arti? That means you don't understand the science of bhakti. You're taking it as some mechanical process. You don't realize God himself has come. You don't think God can reveal something new to you at every minute, newer and newer? You see? If you think you have to change your service, if you learn something new, that means you're not doing your service properly. You can take any one service and do it for all of eternity, and every minute derive newer and newer realizations and lessons from that one service. You don't have to change your service to learn something new. You can learn everything. You can take any one service and perfect that service and learn everything about everything from that one service. That's a thing. How can this curiosity be dovetailed in some service? Whatever service you're given, master it. More and more and more. Hare Krishna. How the pure spirit soul gets affected by passion and falls down. That's one of those famous questions I've been asked so many times. You know, how can you possibly fall down? When you're there with Krishna. Krishna is a loving person. He's not a dictator. He wants his servants to love him. So he gives his servants the full freedom to love him or to leave him at any time. And if there's full freedom to leave him, out of millions and billions, unlimited numbers of servants, sometimes they may leave just out of curiosity. What would it be like if I was God? So that happens sometimes. What practical steps can we adopt to get out of having sinful thoughts due to bad conditions? You just have to keep pouring the good stuff in. Bhagavatam, Gita, Harinam, Krishna's pastime, Lord Chaitanya's leelas, just keep pouring the good stuff in and all the bad stuff will go out. Until we develop a higher taste to overcome gliding down to the 10th class taste, how could we conduct to save ourselves from these pullings? Sadhana bhakti, follow the rules and regulations strictly. Have faith. Associate with pure devotees, get initiated, follow your spiritual master's orders strictly, without deviation. Hare Krishna, can you explain, Maharaj, how family life is an illusion? Mm-hmm. Because we're not this body, that's why it's an illusion. Thank you for a wonderful class. Can you please tell us how can a sadhaka understand that he has committed the mad elephant offense? What symptoms can he see? Sometimes we don't know, so it's always maybe on the say side, we should always be going Vancha Kopalari Yasha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patiranga Pavanevya Vaishnava. If I have been offensive to any of you, please forgive me. I'm saying it right now. If I offend any of you in any way, please forgive me. Should always think, maybe I'm being offensive. See, we can't always be sure, but if we always think, if I've been offensive, please forgive me. If we're always in that mood, then we'll be on the safe side. Srila Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances. You mentioned about Srila Jamunacharya's verse, if one does not have that level of taste, how can one fight against evil thoughts? By force. You just got to keep... When that evil thoughts comes, you just have to, you know, say no. The genitals say, give me sex. You say no. The tongue says, give me some illicit food. No. The ear says, let me hear some mundane music. No. You by force, like a parent yelling at the child and telling him, no, you can't have it, you little fool. You can't have this. By force. And then give them Krishna. And then gradually they'll develop the taste. How do I always remember that my spiritual master is always with me and is Vani? And that all the acharyas are always observing me? Well, I can give you the piece of paper back and you can keep it in your pocket. That's one way. Whoever wrote the question, you can take the paper back at the end of the class and just keep it in your pocket at all times. And then you always, it's there to remind you again and again. What is the reason that I am not able to taste newer rasas in Krishna consciousness? You are able to. How you can? That's your foolishness. You think you're not able to. You are able to. This question is wrong. You are able to. You can. You have to have faith that you can do it. You do. You can do it. You, every day you can get newer and newer rasa. At every minute you can get newer and newer rasa. You must have faith in this principle. If you have faith, you'll be able to do it. If you're not getting it, it's because you have no faith. What should I improve in me so that I can also taste the newer and newer? I just answered it, faith. You have to become more faithful, Prabhu. Committing suicide is also sinful, then how can anyone give up his life ever committing sinful activities? That we've answered. Don't do that. You're already doing it. By sinful thoughts and sinful actions, you are decreasing your duration of life. So stop committing suicide. Give up sinful acts and sinful thoughts and sinful speech. By doing them, you're committing suicide. People have started buying CDs, having Srila Prabhupada's books in them. Okay, well, that's nice. There's no question. Okay, even after understanding this, we want to give up this, but still we fall prey again. Not actually desiring it, conditioning pulls us down. So you just got to keep training yourself. Every time the mind slips away, okay, mind, come on, Ben. Failure is the pillar of success. If you study when you get off the track, you should introspectively analyze psycho. Everyone should be their own psychoanalyst. Every time you get off the track, you should study what caused me to get off the track. What did I do wrong? You see. I can tell you one thing about sinful acts. Eating too much rich prasadam can cause sinful things. Watch your diet. You see? You eat, load up with too much rich prasadam, your mind can go way off the track just because of the influence of the rich prasadam in your body. So don't overeat opulent prasadam especially. Be careful. Eat in a very sattvic way, you see. And it'd be much easier to control your mind. Sometimes someone falls down in spirit. Actually, our time, that must be the bell. It's time to end. Huh? No? No? It's not like a boxing match? Okay. There's so many questions here. I was supposed to end at 9:30, yeah? Because there's a schedule. I have a little leniency.
Just visit us within the bell.
Huh?
Visit us.
Yeah, no. All right. The ones that are more... I tell you what, some of these are hard to read. I'm going to pick the more legible ones. It's easier to get faster to go through them. Some that are more legible. Some might be a little struggle for me. Okay. Because of some differences of opinion, sometimes two devotees, there is a conflict, and that leads to envy. Further, when they see each other, then the mind disturbed, how to overcome this and develop good relations again. But we have to understand, differences of opinion are spiritual in Krishna consciousness, because I'm thinking to serve Krishna in this way, you're thinking to serve Krishna in that way. Just because you have a difference of opinion doesn't mean you should hate somebody. Someone thinks Krishna should be wearing yellow cape today. Someone says, no, today is the best day for green cape. So should I hate that devotee? You're a green caper and I'm a yellow caper. Let's fight. No. Say, well, Prabhu, it's nice. You want to address Krishna in an attractive way. So I appreciate you. Even though I disagree with you, I appreciate you. I love you, even though I disagree with you. So in this way. Maybe the flashlight will help me make it through this. Let's see. How to develop genuine appreciation and respect for devotees seeing who immediately mind tends to see false. Well, you know, some devotees, we all have faults. Some devotees have more fault than others also. It's not that you have to see that everyone is a Mahabhagavat. A mature devotee has to distinguish between what is proper behavior and improper behavior. So he's definitely, the more you become matured in Krishna consciousness, you're going to develop the power to see when a devotee is acting properly and when he's acting improperly. It's not wrong to see that somebody is acting improperly. It doesn't mean that you're an envious fault finder. But what you feel about them, that will determine whether you're envious or not. If you feel compassion for devotees who are not doing the proper thing and you want to do whatever you can to help them, then it's not a fault-finding mood. It's a compassionate mood, like a loving father, a loving guru. So it's not wrong to see the faults in others if the mood is one of compassion, wanting to help this devotee. It's not wrong to see the faults. But if you think, oh, just see, I'm much better than he is. See, you're proud of your so-called advancement, then that's envy. You should always feel you're the humble servant of all the devotees. Want to help everyone to become happy in that mood. If you see some fault and you want to help the devotee overcome it, it's very good. Is it okay if while chanting our japa, the deity from the Lord comes to our mind? That's great. When we chant Hare, Srimati Radharani's form, that's beautiful if that happens. When Krishna and Rama, Kunjabihari's form coming to mind, it's very good if those forms pop into your brain. But don't take your mind off the name. Because in this age, the way to become fully awakened as quickly as possible and as easily as possible is Naam. You say, but I find the form more attractive than the Naam. But you don't realize that the form is fully present in the Nam. The Nam is the very form that you desire to. Through the Nam, you can become a personal associate of Krishna. So those things pop in, some pastimes, some form, it's very nice. But stay fixed on Nam. Nama meditation is our Krishna consciousness process. Harinama, Harinama, not Hararupa, Hararupa, Haralila, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama. Three times it is said. It didn't say Harinam, Harilila, Halirupa, any one of the three, no. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama. The Nama, everything is there. Within those two syllables, Krishna, every single pastime of Krishna is present. Every single form, every single pastime Krishna ever had with Radharani is all right there in Krishna. So you become perfect in Nama and you realize everything of Rupa, everything of Leela. You become realized, you realize your Sarup. Everything will be there just in Nama. You have everything in Nama. Shastras say committing suicide is sin. If bad thoughts come to our mind, then we give up our body. No, we already said no, don't commit suicide. You're already committing suicide by doing it. I am thinking 24 hours preach in Newsways. Jai Prabhu, we worship you. I'm not being sarcastic, this is very nice. Here's a devotee who's always thinking 24 hours a day how to preach. This devotee is in the mood of the Goswamis. We very much appreciate that we're blessed by this devotee's association. But I don't do it in any practical way, only in the mental level. Well, report to your temple president. Report to your temple president or your department head. And see what you can do practically. Don't be like the little potter boy. You know, everyone knows the story of the little potter boy. He was taking his pot to the market thinking, yes, I'm going to... Actually, he was dreaming. I'm going to take this pot to the market, I'm going to sell it, make a profit, I'll be able to buy two pots for the profit, then I'll sell it, and then we go to 4, then to 8, then to 16, then to 32... And in this way, 64, and then I'll become a big, big multimillionaire, you see, with my pot empire. And then when my wife doesn't do whatever I say, I'm going to give her a kick. So then he kicked that pot and broke it. And the whole thing was finished, you see. So don't be the little potter boy, like a little potter boy who's dreaming of saving the world, you know. You can't even do anything practical for Krishna. You see, if you want to save the world, get on distribute books. You never know who you can distribute a book to. If you want to do something powerful to save the world, go out on some kirtan, distribute books. You never know where that book's going to end up. The impact it's going to have on somebody, you see. Distribute book, distribute book, distribute book. You see, he's saying he doesn't anything, not doing anything practical. Well, get him out on some kirtan. We'll get him doing something practical for making the world Krishna conscious. Get him out on some, train him up how to distribute books. That's the best practical work for pushing forward this movement. Book distribution ki jai. How to always be in a serving mood, because many times we switch over to enjoying mood as the situation comes. You have to be vigilant. You have to be introspective. You have to see, is my mood the mood of service or the mood of enjoyment? You have to understand the mood of enjoyment is going to kill your happiness. Because you are not the enjoyer, you are the servant. You are usurping your position of being the servant by trying to usurp Krishna's position. You try to be the enjoyer. So when you see the enjoying mood, nip it. Nip it. What does Krishna say in the Bhagavad Gita? He says, don't be in the enjoying mood. Naprahyashat priyam prapra norvijat prapacha priyam. Don't try to enjoy and don't lament either. You see? One who does not rejoice upon achieving something pleasant, he doesn't have a celebration, you see, on achieving something pleasant. Oh, you see, I'm great. They promoted me, you know, in the temple. I went up one notch. Wow, I'm great, I'm great, I'm great. You see? No. You're trying to be the enjoyer. Always be in the mood of service. You see? One who does not rejoice upon achieving something pleasant, nor lament upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self-controlled, unbewildered, and who knows the science of God is what, Krishna says? He is already situated in transcendence. So do yourself a favor, Prabhu or Mataji. Situate yourself in transcendence. Always keep that service mood. This will be the last one, I think. If there's any more, I can save them for later. I'm very blissful in Krishna consciousness, but I feel very weak in preaching Krishna consciousness. No confidence at all, but I feel worried of other fellows. That's very nice. This person, he's happy in Krishna consciousness, but he doesn't feel... So he should take training. This is a devotee who should go take some training. Join the Sankirtan party. Take some training how to preach. It's very good. Mood. Now take some training. Go on the Sankirtan party. Can you please give an example of my... of any... devotees following Srila Prabhupada's... of any Srila Prabhupada's followers developing raganuga symptoms? Well, you know what? There was a letter that Prabhupada wrote. Somebody was... Actually, Prabhupada had one of his disciples sign it. But in this letter, Prabhupada said his disciples were on the bhava stage. Prabhupada actually said that in one letter. Someone was criticizing our movement, and Prabhupada said that my disciples are on the bhava stage. So... as far as these raganuga, all these things, someone who's experiencing these things, they don't reveal it. They do not reveal it. Whenever someone would ask Prabhupada to reveal his inner emotions, he would say, that you do not require. Even those who achieve prema bhakti, who realize their svarup as a gopi, a gopa, or whatever it may be, as long as they're in this material world, they continue, Rupa Goswami explains. Prabhupada has mentioned this in the Nectar Devotion. They continue to manifest themselves externally as a sayatadana bhakta. Internally, one can, and one naturally will. It'll happen naturally. When one becomes completely free from all material desires, he's no longer attracted by sex pleasure, subtle or gross. Naturally, his inclination to become an eternal associate of the Lord in a particular way will become manifested. It will naturally happen. But you can't force it. If you try to jump to it prematurely, you will ruin your spiritual life. This is called sahaja. So, Prabhupada, we can say that, you do not require it. Because Prabhupada told us that again and again, that you never. Of course, raganuga also in one means, there's raganuga also, it has a dual meaning. Prabhupada used it in another way as well. then one starts to do things spontaneously. That is also Bhaganuga becoming manifested. In the beginning, one is forced to get up for Mangalarti, you see. But as one develops a spontaneous attraction, he wouldn't dream of not coming to Mangalarti, you see. So you can see devotees who develop great taste for kirtan, great taste for preaching, great taste for distributing books, great taste for deity worship. You can see that in our movement. Our movement is becoming more and more mature. You can see so many devotees who develop a very, very strong taste for preaching, for revolutionizing this planet. You see? So these internal things, these are confidential things. They are not meant for being paraded out in the public. Okay, so that's a good stopping point, huh? Is there any more questions? That's it? We finished them? Oh, there's more questions coming. Okay. You didn't let me know when if I should stop at a certain point. All right.
Continue,
okay. Sometimes, often when someone falls down, his spiritual account remains the same. We hear that it gets covered, but it's not the same as we get covered in material. So when we could come from 100%, I wish you all could write clearly. Try printing your questions.
Eternal bank account.
Huh? Let me try another one.
Sometimes someone falls down in his spiritual account and remains same.
Remains what?
Same.
The same. No. Someone falls down, they're not the same.
We hear.
Does it diminish when someone falls down?
Huh.
Okay. Every moment as you're engaging in devotional service, your spiritual assets are increasing. So if you fall down, do you lose your assets? The answer is no, but you can have your bank account frozen for some time. The assets are still there, but you've lost your access to them. Somebody became an advanced devotee and they went away, and now they come back. Sometimes they look completely covered like a karmi. Is all that service they did lost? No, it's not lost, but it's frozen right now. But as soon as they take up bhakti again, they picked up where they left off. If they advanced 20% and they fell down and they come back, they start at 20%. You don't never have to go back to zero. So even if you fall down and if you mess up in a big way, it's not that you've destroyed it. You just temporarily had your assets frozen all. They can be unfrozen very easily if you take up the process again. That was the answer, I hope. Okay. That they were looking for. Okay. How to make sure that we don't commit Vaishnaparad? I already answered them. Cultivate a very grateful and humble heart. Grateful and humble heart. Very nice answer that our Giriraj Swami gave last week in Vrindavan. Humility means to feel you don't deserve anything, and whatever you get is mercy. That's humility, you see. In other words, you're grateful for everything. I don't deserve anything. Whatever I get, I just have to be very, very grateful about everything I'm getting, because I don't deserve anything. Because I see in my life that I commit offense against devotees and then later regret, how can I not do this all together? You've got to train yourself, you've got to beg forgiveness when you've been the Vaishnavas, follow their feet and beg forgiveness. And just keep trying hard to train yourself to be the right thing, and gradually you'll master it. How to see the deity of Krishna and I not see them as a is stone or wood. So you can pray to Krishna, my dear Lord, I'm so fallen, I just see you as a stone statue standing there. To my vision, you appear to be a stone statue instead of the source of all existence, emanating everything from your body at this very minute. I see you as a stone statue. I don't see that the whole universe is emanating out of your body, and the Pune is simply your energy. That I am simply your energy. I don't perceive it right now, my Lord. So please help me see it, Krishna. Just ask Him to help you. Approach the deity and ask Him. Okay, anything else? We've exhausted it? Okay. There's another one coming in. All right. Your answer for the question, do we lose our spiritual advancement when we do simple actions? You said, no, it is frozen. Do we lose the account when it is... No, even at an elephant offense, you don't lose it. But it's locked up very tightly. Very heavily frozen over when you do it. It's stated that it destroys it. It doesn't mean it's completely destroyed. It's stated that it does destroy the creeper. It's stated like that, but that's a warning. That's to remind you how heavy it is to do that. Practically speaking, it is destroyed for all practical purposes, but it still can be unfrozen. That's the mercy of the Lord and the Vaishnavas. I'm very offensive to you. You see, I committed mad elephant's offense against you. I've destroyed my creator, but if I beg forgiveness and you forgive me, then it's unfrozen again. Is that it? Okay. Now we thank you very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness movement. Please continue diving deeper and deeper into this sweet, sweet ocean of Sankirtan Ras, inundating your heart with the tidal waves of Krishna Prema, and inundating the whole world by distributing these books in the tidal wave of Krishna Prema. Jaya Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.
Jaya.